between the eyes and hit the brain. Then we'd run over there and we'd cut his throat crosswise, or and then dig him in the heart, or some of them just go right in here with a long butcher knife. You had no right where to reach that heart. He didn't, while you cut into the shoulder and you had damaged meat in that shoulder. But most time you'd hit that heart and the blood squirt from here to the wall. And that bled him and made his wheat meat white, you see.
Oh.
And then, time that is over, while your water is supposed to be hot, and you put him in a barrel. We'd have a barrel and build it slant. Put a log or something under here. Fill that water, and then two men get hold of his old hog, and they'll sock him down in there, and turn him over, work him up and down.
Oh.
And then change ends with him and scald the other end, and then they'd get down. And if you had enough men, two or three of them, take a knife and start scraping, and that hair come off. And but it left, if it didn't get a good skull, well, then you had to pull the hair or kind of cut it off with a sharp knife, like shaving.
Uh-huh.
And that's the reason I was always afraid to eat the rind, afraid of those hairs.
Yeah.
Afraid of what they might do to them, and then the thoughts of eating hairs.
Yeah.
So I always cut the rind off of. If my mama would cut this side meat and leave the rind on it, which they did a lot of times, because it added a flavor, they claimed, to the meat. But you always had a choice of taking, cutting that rind off and feeding it to your dog, see? That's what I would do. I was always a peculiar nut, I guess, about my eating, still am. Yeah.
Well, if you took hog meat and ground it up and put old peppers and stuff in it, what would they call that?
Chopped.
If they spiced it all up.
Hog chow. Hog chow, what we called it. You're talking about the hog head or the...
Or any part of it.
Any part of it. We call it hog chow. I don't know if that's a national name for it.
How would that be different? How would that differ from sausage?
Oh, from sausage? Well, now, what I referred to, the hog chow, was grind up the rind, the ears,
all those
and all
parts.
That, and,
yeah.
and mixing it with a... vinegar and pepper, and that was a hog chow. But what you're referring to is sausage. Now there again, you choose mostly lean meat, and this tenderloin I'm talking about, mixed in with some of the side meat, gives you a good blend. You get it too fat, it's just too lardy. Hog lard is real greasy, and if you get too much side meat, get too much grease, and you can start with the sausage so big around and wind up with one that big around when it's cooked, see. And that's true that with this you buy where they put too much oatmeal and stuff in it. You wind up with a little bitty sausage, you know. But if you put plenty of tenderloin there, and then you put your red peppers and black peppers and maybe some cinnamon, a little bit of something just to kind of make it taste a little. And we used to sack sausage.
You did?
Put them in sacks, hang them up, keep the flies away from them. And they'd keep way up until the spring. And if we saw that...
And never got spoiled.
If we had a great amount of sausage, my mama and her daughters and all would get together and cook sausage, maybe 2 days at a time, and can them. Just like... we had... lots of half a gallon fruit jars in. And they would fill this full of sausage and then pour hot grease over it. And then you'd have about so much of the pure lard settled over them. And that is the same thing, sort of like deep freezing now.
Uh-huh.
This grease just settled in over them. And then way up in the summer, you could open a can of that and the sausage just as fresh as the day that they were cooked. See?
Gosh, they can.
So many ways then they had to do that was the hard way, really.
Well, did meat ever get spoiled?
Oh, gosh, yes. I wouldn't even tell you how nasty some of it got.